Sprig Muslin by Georgette Hare. Read by Sean Phillips. Chapter 1. Mrs. Weatherby was delighted to receive a morning call from her only surviving brother. But for the first half hour of his visit, she was granted no opportunity to do more than exchange a few commonplaces with him over the heads of her vociferous offspring. Sir Gareth Ludlow had arrived in Mount Street just as the schoolroom party, comprising Miss Anna, a lively damsel within a year of her debut, Miss Elizabeth, and Master Philip, were returning from a promenade in the park under the aegis of their governess. No sooner did these delicately nurtured children catch sight of their uncle's tall, elegant figure than they threw to the winds every precept of gentility so carefully instilled into their heads by Miss Felbridge, and with piercing shrieks of, "Uncle Gary! Uncle Gary!" raced helter-skelter down the street to engulf Sir Gareth on their doorstep. By the time Miss Felbridge, clucking but indulgent, had overtaken them, the butler was holding open the door, and Sir Gareth was being borne into the house by his enthusiastic young relatives. He was being pelted with questions and confidences, his eldest niece hanging affectionately on one arm, and his youngest nephew trying to claim his attention by tugging violently at the other. But he disengaged himself for long enough to offer his hand to Miss Felbridge, saying with the smile which never failed to set her heart fluttering in her chaste bosom, "How do you do? Don't scold them, it is quite my fault, though why I should have this shocking effect upon them I can't conceive. Are you quite well again? You were suffering all the discomfort of a bad attack of rheumatism when last we met." Miss Felbridge blushed, thanked, and disclaimed, thinking that it was just like dear Sir Gareth to remember.